You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Concern that China's second biggest property development company might not be able to pay its debts is among reasons that stock markets have dropped sharply around the world today. That company is called Evergrande, and investors are betting China's government wouldn't bail it out. In the first 20 minutes of trading here, the Dow is down 417 points, 1.2%. The S&P is down 1.4%. The NASDAQ is down 1.6%. Just check London. It's down 1.3% now. Let's check in live with economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi there.
Good morning.
Hate to bring it up, but when Wall Street giant Lehman Brothers did not get bailed out in 2008, it changed the world. Is this shaping up to be China's version of that?
I don't think that Lehman Brothers is the right comparison. Most of the investors are in China, so it's not a global event. It is very contained within China. And we know that the Chinese government has the wherewithal to step in. It's just trying to decide to draw the line a little further from where it usually does to discourage speculation in the real estate industry.
And there's also a game of chicken in Washington over whether to prevent a U.S. default by raising the upper limit on government borrowing.
Yes, that's definitely adding to the concerns, and not just the debt limit issue, but also the fiscal packages are in peril this morning. And so there's a real possibility that we could end up with nothing and a debt ceiling crisis. Not the base case, but a meaningful likelihood that's probably adding to the mix of worries this morning.
All right, one of those Mondays. Julia Coronado, economist. She's the founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.